Track 2.22. 1.
I heard there's been an avalanche close to that ski resort in Italy. Isn't that where you're planning to go next week?
Yeah, but I don't think we'll be going. Apparently, there was a lot of damage. Some of the hotels are closed and most of the lifts aren't operating.
Were there any casualties?
No, luckily, nobody was killed, although somebody was lost in the snow for about a day.
Well, it's good that they were found before it was too late.
2.
I think the most interesting pet I've ever seen was a marmoset. Marmosets are a type of primate, similar to a monkey, but they're really tiny, a couple of kilos at most. They're extremely active and intelligent and very, very cute. They do silly things to get your attention if you're not watching them, like throwing their toys, hanging from lamps, that sort of thing. They make wonderful pets, but they're not for everyone since they need a lot of your time and attention.
3.
Did you hear about the earthquake in Pakistan?
Yes, I did. It's terrible, isn't it?
I'm tempted to go out there, you know, as a volunteer.
Really? What about your work?
Well, I've been thinking of moving on for some time now. My job just isn't satisfying any longer. I'd quite like to work for a charity or something else that makes a real difference in people's lives.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
4.
Now, many people avoid getting orchids as houseplants because they're considered difficult to grow. But if you know a few simple tricks, they're not hard at all. First of all, don't water them too often. Many people keep orchids soaking wet all the time, but that's the worst thing you can do. A good soaking every fortnight is plenty. Put the plant in a bowl, fill it with water, and let it soak overnight. Then take it out and let it drain. Another problem is direct sunlight. Orchids dislike being.
5.
Look at this. It's an advert for a company that takes people on tornado chasing holidays in the States. Wouldn't it be amazing to be right up close to a tornado?
You're joking, right? You're not really thinking of going. You could be killed.
Well, it looks really interesting to me. Storm chasing isn't only about looking for excitement, you know. Some storm chasers get a lot of information for scientists and meteorologists. I might give these people a ring.
Well, it's not something I would do.